Test me. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. In the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this show today. Those that's listening, if anything wrong with my sound today, let me know right quick. I think I got the problem solved this weekend about double feed and all that sort of thing going on. So it shouldn't be a problem today. Sound does a little bit different, but if everything's okay, let me know. If everything's not okay, let me know. So let's see what we got today. This week I am going to cover a lot of controversial subjects. I'm going to go at it as if I haven't before, but this week it's going to be a variety of subjects. Children and sex education, I'll talk about what they're sneaking in your schools today. The race war that they're trying to instigate, or at least use that as a distractor. False prophets and New Age religion this week. And also, I'm going to talk about the stigma about what rape really is and what it involves. Because I used to teach classes and I used to do seminars on rape defense and personal protection, etc. And the Prince Mom came out with an idiotic statement that date rape is a learning experience. Or acquaintance rape is a learning experience. Oh, I got some words for her. I wish some of these people could hear what I say. She's not going to like it at all. I intend that she won't, if she ever heard it. These people are stupid. I'm sorry to be crass like that, but it's total idiocy. Rape is rape, end of story. Don't matter whether it's a marital situation, dating situation, acquaintances. Rape is rape, period. Woman says no, that's it. Done. You go away. It's very simple. But men get stupid and they, well, I can do what I want. A man's got to be a man. That's the biggest bunch of baloney ever heard in my life. And then start being other people, other things, other factors, and so forth. Elderly women, in one study, has discovered that they blame the woman because of what she wore. Other women blamed other women because what they wore was justification. People, we have been degraded in this society by death education, dehumanizing the victims and labels and so forth. Rape is rape. In 27 states, I know at one time, will convict the husband of rape. Of course, it's difficult. But where does respect come in here? This man's got to be a man's bunch of baloney. Where's love and respect? You see, it's that marble man mentality. It's a bunch of junk. That's not being head of household. That's being head, I can't say that, on the air. So anyway, I'll do a segment on that this week and expose that for what it is. So I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now and let God guide me to where I got to go. This week I do have a plan, one of the first times. I just gave it to you. And I do have friends that listen to my broadcast that sometimes will send me a text, say, Tom, you're straying. Or you're going down a rabbit trail. I'll say thank you. Because that's what I do sometimes. I get caught up in what I want to tell you, and I go down a rabbit trail that's got another real rabbit trail. Before long, I'm like Alice in Wonderland. Because there's so much to this agenda, so much to this one conspiracy that just can boggle your mind sometimes. I'm ready to get started, so I want to dedicate the broadcast before I really get kicking. Lord, we thank you today. We're back again. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have for this network that, Lord, you have given us in such a way. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity we have to give us opportunity to speak, spread the gospel, and get people to thinking, Lord. Through your Holy Spirit, you touch each heart and guide us all in the right path. Convict us when we stray apart with that love of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for those that we've prayed for in the past for their healing. We pray, Lord, for those with the hearts that want to help other people, to give them the opportunity, Lord, to lead them in the right path and direction, to give them the help they need. We know, Lord, that God, that Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. We know, Father, you have everything in hand. But we know, Lord, that the wheat and the tares must be divided and separated apart. And, Lord, that's why you allow this with long suffering and patience, so that none should suffer, none should perish, but have lasting life. But, Lord, we know that comes from free will, that there's others who will choose another path. Father, we pray that that few, or that many that take the other path, that, Lord, that you'll find divine appointments for them. And, Father, to convict us, keep us humble, and to do thy will and not our own. Lord, we pray, especially this month, next month, as we approach the end of the month, Father, we pray for the safety and security of these children. In the hundreds of thousands that are being used as ritual, as sacrifice, as death, kidnapping is going to happen this month, that, Lord, you'll find a way, Lord, that divine appointments will save some that you can. To give comfort to those families missing their loved ones. And, Father, to keep that demon of suicide away. Set divine appointments to guide the thoughts of those of the ears, the ear, the heart. That they'll have a change of heart. Father, we pray for this country. We pray for an awakening. We pray, Lord, that the truth will be let out in ways that can be universal. That you'll expose deception of those that's in the secret societies to expose themselves. Those behind this Luciferian agenda, that, Lord, they'll expose themselves for who they really are. And to raise up your army of watchmen that will speak throughout the land to expose the lies, deception, and the methods by which Satan is operating. And Father, that those that's going to lead others to Jesus, they have the opportunity through divine appointments, that, Lord, to lead all who seek repentance to the Lord. And Father, to give us the eyes to see, the wisdom and discernment, to see the true end of times events as they come up. Because in that too, Father, there's so much deception from those we are supposed to trust. And open the eyes of those that read the Bible, that they can see the secrets within the Bible that's held back from those with the reprobate minds. In all these things we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Look at all these riots going on, don't we? All of a sudden, you notice this? All the news, the trend, it's all racial. And the second part is the police, right? You have the Pazzarazzi militia. You know, you see them on YouTube and other programs where they go around with their camera, and then you always have a policeman that's, you know, doing some bad act. It's family, listen, this is all scripted out. These so-called, like, Karkesh and all these guys, and what's his name? Craig Fitzgerald and Rendowski, all these guys, they're paid. Family, these people are paid. They're Freemasons. Lower level, low degree or something, whatever, and dime a dozen. And what they do, by their blood oath, part of this agenda, is to show that you can't trust the police. Well, you can trust police. But here's the problem. They've got within the precincts and the places throughout the country certain ones that are Freemasons, and some of them are former felons that have their record books expunged, hidden. And they're there to watch the good cops and take names of who they're going to take out when the New World Order takes over. The good cops today don't know this. I couldn't go up to one today and say, guess what? They'd arrest me for being crazy. Even if I showed them the evidence. Which I have, by the way. It's preponderance of the evidence, but oh, it's slam dunk. But they will never be able to see it yet. They have a national police force designed. They'll be linked up to the United Nations. And the 10 regions already set up since 1972 of 5 states each. Nixon, that low life, set it up also. And Reagan, another one. Now, they all work together. Luciferians, every one of them lying to the American people. All the way back to FDR, all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, and every president in between and before, except for the ones that they assassinated. Minus Garfield, he was just a bad actor, and they had to just get rid of him because he was out of control. He wasn't a good guy. There's some other presidents that have been assassinated that didn't make the public record. The ones outwardly they wanted you to know about. You see, God puts conviction when it's needed. God's in control. Yeah, they're not. But God's letting this evil continue to separate those who are going to follow evil. That's what's going on. So when the millennium happens finally after the 7-year tribulation, which is yet to even start. Oh, I know. Baxter and Carl Gallup and P.P. Simmons and Wee Whit Little and whoever else is saying, oh, we're in the tribulations. That's a lie. Total lie. Or irresponsible theological concepts. Call it what you want. We're not even the first seal yet. We're close, but we're not there yet. After the 7 years of tribulation, of a time that this world has never seen, it'll dwarf the flood. A time coming that you won't need YouTube to see it. Or some half-baked evangelist on TV or YouTube to explain some river, some place, or dead birds over there or whatever, to convince you that we're in it. That's all nonsense. You'll know it. It'll be in your front doorstep. There'll be no question. You'll see it. It won't be on YouTube, on TV, or newspaper when it finally happens. Only God knows. That's what's wrong with Christians today. Already they're dividing themselves into little camps. It's a post-trib. Who cares? It's pre-trib. Who cares? Mid-trib. So what? Nobody can make up their mind. That should be a clue to all sides that nobody knows. When are they going to figure that out? They don't even know when the tribulation is going to begin. If you don't know when the tribulation begin, how do you know that the rapture is pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, no-trib, or already happened? Whatever. You don't know. So why fight about, well, it's after the tribulation. So what? Who cares? You don't even know when the tribulation is going to be. And yet people fight for this. They argue for hours on YouTube or whatever. Everybody comes up with scriptures over here, scriptures over there. And they're all wrong. You don't know. If you're right with Jesus, it won't matter when it is. You see? Satan's got you all fighting each other again. Not only by race, by politics, sexuality, all kinds of different ways. Keep you all divided. And it's working. It's working. Even among Christians. They fought over something they don't even know about. It doesn't matter anyway. If all the scriptures pointed to a post-tribulation rapture. Okay, so it's post-tribulation. Okay, so when's the tribulation? They don't know. But let me tell you about that. You know why they're fighting over the post-trib? Because they're counting on those like Carl Gallup and all the rest of them, these are liars, are saying we're already in the sixth seat trumpet. It means the tribulations are over. Who comes after the tribulations are over? Well, everybody knows Jesus will. Family, if they convince the public that we're already through the tribulations by some red rivers in Pakistan or dead birds, dead fish over there, and Chernobyl was wormwood, and this meteorite that's hidden, all this stuff that they're conjuring up, manufacturing. That the next created crisis will be a fake World War III or something another. Who comes after the end of the tribulation? Jesus. Family, here's the trick. It won't be Jesus that comes the next time. It'll be Sanan Emmanuel, Yeshua. The real false prophet who will introduce the Antichrist. That's the great deception that's coming. That's why they'll get you to believe. That the tribulation is already over with. That's the purpose of the Christian identity. Sacred name movement. Hebrew roots movement. To bring the false Jesus. And this false Jesus, named Sananda, you have pictures of him all over the place. That's Sananda. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you see every day. It's not him. That's Sananda. It's a fallen angel. Look it up on your own right now. That's the great deception. That's going to create the falling away. That's why they got to bring doubt upon the King James Bible. We are close, granted, to that first seal. They've got to have a crisis first. Something, whatever they gin up, don't matter, you'll know. Then comes that extraterrestrial lie. Introduction of the fake Jesus. And he will fit the bill. He will fit the bill for the following messiahs. The Kalki Avatar. Maitreya. The Imam Mahdi. Prince of Peace. The Christ, Krishna, and Bodhisattva. He'll fit throughout the world all in one. He'll be an outsider, so he'll be acceptable to all. That's what the Catholic Church has prepared for centuries. Using the New Age movement as the new re-spiritualized Roman Catholic Church. That's why they're getting rid of the Catholic Church. That's why Francis, who's a Jesuit, and Nicholas, the Black Pope, a Jesuit, and the controller, Pepe Orsini, the Grey Pope, is the head of the popery. Italian. Not you. Is disassembling the Roman Catholic Church as we speak. Those like Rick Warren, Billy Graham, Copeland, Hagee, all these people, Joyce Myers, they're all Freemasons, Eastern Stars. There's no question about that whatsoever. They're not coming out. So they're collecting all the Protestants together to rejoin the Catholic Church. When the Catholic Church is all rejoined, it's going to crash, meaning a re-spiritualization. I have this documented in their own texts and their own planning process. It is going to happen. And to prove my point, right now, look up the mother of the New Age movement, Helena Blavatsky, followed up by Alice Bailey. That itself does not prove it. But what the link is, now, you look up Teilhard, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, D-E-D, Chardin, C-H-A-R-D-I-N, you will find the Jesuit priest is also the father of the New Age movement. They're dividing us by religion and then by race. And when you get tired of being divided, you want to come together, won't you? Yeah. Under the New World Order. So bringing everybody together. And the outsiders are keeping you apart. So they'll have something to fall back on. So you have two dialectics going on here. That's what Ferguson's all about. All this. Family, I've explained the 8 steps that Tyler described of how a culture goes through 8 steps of transformation from a democracy to dictatorship, a 250-year average policy plan. They can accelerate it or decelerate it, depending on using the dialectic. Incidences that occur to control the population. Bondage, spiritual, they develop courage from that spiritual faith, independence, liberty, and then you get abundance of what you didn't have before, because you're free now. It's all guided. Then you get apathetic, complacent, dependent, and then you're a dictatorship. There, I got it. Family, this is how they work it. This is how they do it. They plan generations ahead. Oh, this is all documented. This is not speculation or theory. So Americans right now are too apathetic to rise up and fight for the white folk or fight for the black folk or whatever. We're the most apathetic back in the 60s. Okay, Occupy Wall Street. You think for a minute that the marchers that Occupy Wall Street was the last year before? That was Arab Spring, see, going back. That was a plan, that was a model. Yeah, it was. So now the Rockefellers and all the others, Carnegie and so forth, foundations, train and fund the marchers for Occupy Wall Street. It's like they come to your hometown, they put an advertisement in the newspaper. We have a major movie plan. We want you all to come down. $300 a day. We'll need, you know, people in the sidelines just to be there for the movie. So just show up because it's $300 a day. I can stand there and look stupid or act crazy or just be somebody waiting for a bus for $300 a day. Ah. That's how they do it. So they bring them into an auditorium, something like that, and they train the activist. When a cop comes up, you cover your head, scream, "Don't beat me, don't beat me." They train them to do this. They train them and pay them. You see, Americans are too busy working 2 jobs. They ain't got time for this. You got kids. All this. Watch TV. You're too apathetic. You're in the 7th phase of this 8th phase program they got you under for over 200 years. So they got to pay people. I know for a fact in Kosovo, Albanians that didn't have jobs. The Muslims, hardcore Muslims, couldn't get anything going. So they had to pay the poor ones to be Muslim. Had to pay them to be Muslim. Boy, they didn't want that put out in the UN. I put that sucker out in sit reports because I knew some people in democratization in Kosovo. See, I was security chief, Eastern Region. So I got my hands on all the reports. Yeah. You see? I read that. I said, people need to know this. So I put it out in my sit reports. Man, you can't be saying things like that. You won't bet. I knew that the RHIS, Al Haramain, Saudi Iranian extremists that came over from Iran to Saudi Arabia. In Kosovo, the mafia, the Albanian mafia said, you can come over, but you get in our way, we'll kill you. You see, the Albanians are not hardcore Muslims at all. It goes back to the Ottomans, Turkey, what have you. But they're lukewarm, like America's lukewarm Christians. Yeah. Yeah. So they had to pay the Albanians money to be Muslim. We want you to pray five times a day. You can work for us. We'll pay you money to do it. That's what they're doing. Well, Occupy Wall Street, they paid some of the marchers and leaders to galvanize people together. Come on, y'all, come on down now and join us. It wasn't Americans getting together to fight the New World Order and march and all this and all that. It had nothing to do with it. Self-serving, paid off, masonry, there you go. Well, now they really, really have put the torch, no pun intended, in this Ferguson deal. This is a Hail Mary pass, it looks like. And no pun intended. But in any case, this is what's going on. It's all scripted. People getting hurt? Sure. They wouldn't hesitate to kill people. Well, after all, they firebombed the dickens out of Japan. Japan was controlled by the Vatican. America was controlled by the Vatican. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for every dead soldier, Marine, sailor, Air Force in Arlington. That's an absolute fact. Working with the Illuminati to foment that war. And Korea, too. When the Japanese were going to surrender, and they were, to the Vatican, the Jesuits on the side ordered Truman to still take out those two cities as sacrifice. All that was a human sacrifice. Had nothing to do with, well, they're not surrendering. That's a lie in history. By the Vatican and the Illuminati. Murderers and liars. And our own Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, is behind it as well. Oh, I'm going to be on a rampage this week. I'm going to find ways to stir things up. I'm tired of these lies. Sick of them. Always have been. These are pre-planned. Now, I've been talking to friends the past several years and all this. I said, you know, I know the motivation of what's going on worldwide because I do study on it. These flash mobs are nice, you know, flash mob at Christmas and flash mob at violin players and dancers. It's cute, you know, it's real cute. And it gets a photo, you know, the photo opportunities and everybody smiles, everybody's happy and all this. Oh, great. Family, a little birdie told me there's more to this, these flash mobs. It's a matter of organization, how they get them together. Don't be fooled. I predicted several years ago, and people that know me can confirm this. So I'll just tell you. I mean, it may sound kind of hokey me telling you like this, but I'm going to make a point. I told some friends that, you know, it's my opinion that these flash mobs are being used as models for something else. There's something about it. It's just, you know, just something ain't right. I like to watch them too. You know, you get that nice gushy feeling and, oh, it's cute and everybody, oh, yeah. But I said, something else is coming. I said, the model, they're going to use it for something else. You getting where I'm headed? 6 months, 7 months ago, 8 months ago, it started happening. Flash mob goes into a store, robs it, picks it clean, out the door they go. The flash mob concept turned violent, just as I thought it would. You see, they use the model of all these flash mobs, the model of get people together, setting up connections, recall, so they could form up these riots. Why? Because Americans are not ready for this anymore. So they got to organize it ahead of time. How do we do it and not draw suspicion? By cute little flash mobs. And we use the same method that we use for the mobs when we're ready to start the violence. And that's exactly what they did. You got to understand, when the preachers today get up on the pulpit and they get all dynamic and they say, Satan goes to and fro with this earth. He's going around like a roaring lion, thinking, whom he may devour, and on and on. They're not telling you how. They give you some scripture. Great. That's wonderful. What they're not telling you is the Freemasons and the congregation are workhorses for the Illuminati. They're not telling you in the Catholic churches, the Knights of Malta, are the murderers of your children. And your servicemen, even though they're also military. They're not telling you that. They're not telling you these wars are pre-planned by Luciferians that are secret societies. They're not telling you that. They're not telling you the art, the TV, the movies, the video games, the Ouija boards. All of this is part of what Satan uses. They're not telling you that. Why? Because every congregation, every city council, every police department, every school board got with it is Freemason overwatchers. That's why. And they're controlled churches, National Council of Churches, which used to be the Federal Council of Churches, that was designated in 1936 by the Naval Intelligence then to be one of the most subversive communist organizations in America. Uh-oh, so they changed their name from Federal Council of Churches, funded by the Rockefellers, and they also funded Billy Graham in 1949. They changed it to National Council of Churches, a socialist communist organization to control the churches nationwide, linked up to the World Council of Churches, which is controlled by the Vatican and the Jesuits, who are murderers. Am I being too directive today? I'm sorry. Because you need to know the raw facts. FEMA is training tens of thousands of clergy. To tell you to go to camps. To tell you to turn your weapons in. To tell you to take the mark. John MacArthur, another lying theologian, is trying to convince his people to take the mark of the beast. That's okay to do it. Oh, I've got recordings of him saying it. I'm not going to play it. You can find it anyway. I'm going to expose as much as I can this week. I'm going to look for things I can expose. And then I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge it. Everything I say, challenge it. You have a clergy response team created by FEMA. And insiders are starting to reveal that the treacherous duties of the 501c3 pastors inside a FEMA camp are nothing more than Gestapo, which we brought 10,000 of them over here in 1945. If we won the war, why'd we do that? Why'd we bring the enemy over to set up our UN? Set up the UN, excuse me. Set up our space projects. set up the CIA. Why did we do that? Bring them into the Pentagon. Social engineers, psychologists, for the American people to control them. If we won the war, how come those 10,000 that we brought over, how come they didn't go to the Nuremberg trials? Including Hitler, who came over in 1946. Sure did. Because he was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Second cousin to Stalin and second cousin to Churchill. Do you all see the famous picture of the big three? Roosevelt left, as you look at the picture. Oh, Churchill in the middle, and old Stalin on the right. Remember that picture? They're all sitting together. Well, Churchill and Stalin are second cousins. How about that? And FDR is a lower level, nothing but cousin, like sixth or seventh cousin or whatever. But lower level. Murderer that he was. Had upset Pearl Harbor. Working with Churchill and the Japanese elite, set up Pearl Harbor in 1920s. Y'all getting the idea here? What really is going on? Now, these things I'm telling you, this is not to depress you. This is to get you fired up. Because, family, God wins this war. Oh, I'm terribly wrong. I'm sorry. God has won this war. It's over. They're cooked. But judgment must come first. And that judgment's coming. And they know it at the highest level. And they want to stop it with technology and knowledge. But they'll never do it. It's impossible. What? Those that are scared and afraid are the ones with the most control. The more despotic they get, the more fear that they have. You see. So they're going to make you afraid to cover up their fear. It's been reported that 28,000 pastors or more were recruited by FEMA and DHS. As part of the clergy response team. I suppose it's more than that. They're going to tell the flock to obey DHS version. The DHS version of Romans 13. Sure. Render to Caesar which is Caesar, unto God yet was God's. Caesar caused you to sin against God. You refuse. I know if I'm in those camps and some stupid preacher comes around preaching that, I'm going to get in his face in a heartbeat. I can tell you that right now. I won't put up with it. Well, I can speak. Where do you got to draw the line? Now, I'm not talking about violence at all. They want violence in some cases because that helps justify martial law. For those that, I'll talk about that in a minute. Something else I predicted that happened. It's just now recently happened. They pass all these national emergency acts and all this to justify martial law. Then they create the incident to justify it. They've trained the clergy to convince people to do. And they'll come up to you this cute little smile and, now, listen, you have to do what the Lord tells you to do. Romans 13, do everything they tell you. Hey, back off, buggo. You better read Romans 13 again. When they cause me to sin, I ain't going to do it. You trot yourself on back yonder. And go drinking some tea or some crumpets or something. Family, it's going to get tough when this happens. Right now, it's not there. They're not ready yet. But all they need is the right situation, the right instant and will put us there. But in the meantime, you live your life, but not in fear, because they've lost this. There's no way they can win. If you've taken Jesus as your Savior, it's impossible for them to win. Because you don't want to be down here when that judgment begins. You do not want to be here when God brings judgment on this earth. Because when that 1,000-year began of the millennium kingdom, there'll be no trace of the former life on this planet that will exist. God will start this culture all over again from Jerusalem. For 1,000 years, anything that Satan ever put forth will be completely wiped out. And then at the end of that 1,000-year millennium, Satan will be released from the chains of the abyss to tempt the nations once more that existed that 1,000 years of the mortals. Why would he do that? Because those at 1,000 years will not have been tested like you are today. Because Satan will not be around. So Satan will then be able to tip the nations again to divide those at the 1,000-year millennium on whose side they really own. And then those that survive, those that don't follow Satan, will be made immortal also. And after the 1,000 years, Satan will be in the lake of fire along with everybody else that follows him. After Gog and Magog, the last battle ever. And then will begin 1,000 years of immortals to worship God for all eternity. What's coming? In the meantime, we're right back to Ferguson. Hey, y'all. Because this is what we're going to go through. And all I'm trying to do is show you exactly how Satan has it set up. So you know what to avoid, what to preach against, and to see it coming. All those riots are pre-planned using the flash mob model. It's to get everyone together. The organizer is paid, and all others are emotionally drawn after being contacted with promises of looting. Sort of a self-styled Black Friday with a 10-finger foot assured discount. Grab and run. Oh, yeah, I can do that. They don't realize what's going on. The Bundy Ranch, white on white. Now they're going to use a patriotic card. They got something for everybody. You see how it works? Bundys are frauds. Bundys, look up Bundy right now. Right now. Look up Bundy and Illuminati. The purpose of flash mobs and so forth was to set up this system right under our noses without us knowing about it. Y'all beware. Be ready for big changes to come. But they got to get all their little duckies in a row before something goes down. Now, I'm heading toward the news today. Today's laying the groundwork for the rest of the week, which I'll cover a myriad of subjects. And how about this? Let's talk about this for a minute. Somebody's ahead of their time, besides Nesta Webster, Gary Allen, Bill Cooper. Real truth tellers. The real truth tellers, Larry McDonald, they all got something in common for the most part. Most of them were killed. Died, cancer, something. try to be discredited in some way. That's how you tell a real truth teller. So some of the others, they come up with, oh yeah, they tried to take me down. They took my radar off for 3-4 days and I got back up again. All this and all that. Constantly, it's always happening. Of course, in my case, they really did. That's another story. They did a halfway job, though. That was last year or something. I don't know. It didn't matter. I acquired my network as a result of it, though. That's another story I ain't even going to go into. Going back, way back, Carl Ritter, back in 1850s, has got everything to do with today. Was tasked along with Karl Marx to write two antitheses that would be used later to fight each other in a war. It's already set up in 1850. World War I and II is already set up before 1880s. It's ready to go. Carl Ritter, long-range plan for ultimate world conquest, was based on Albert Pike's continuation of Adam Weishaupt, Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion. All I know, Freemasons and Jesuits say that's a hoax and all that, but it's not a hoax at all. What they planned back then was amazing. It was based on Adam Weishaupt's plan, finished May the 1st, 1776. As be carried on as family tradition to the New World Order would be complete. The actual planning to make America this diverse country was 1425. Family, we're talking some long range planning here. What they recommended, and it began in 1945, was the organization that they carried through later, of a Nazi fifth column to counteract the Communist Underground organization. And the objective was to persuade upper and middle classes of the countries they planned to subjugate in the first place to accept fascism as the only antidote to communism. And the German fifth columnist. Now, do you know what a fifth column is? A fifth column is what Satan uses in every country. Oh, it's very clever. Every country has them. A fifth column. I'll tell you what it is. And it goes in a quote. It says much better than I could. Here's how they work. It's called the fifth column strategy. Every country, including America, we got it. It's been killing us ever since. As orchestrated by the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus. And it goes back to a quote in 42 B.C., this strategy is old. Cicero Marcus Tullinus said, and I quote, and this is a fifth column strategy, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor, because he speaks in the accents familiar to the victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation, works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Now, that's what you have in these like Jerry Boykin, Wesley Clark, Buchanan, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Nixon. You got the point? When their secret society members taking a blood oath, working for the Vatican, for the Jesuits, and pretending to be patriots. That's a problem. And you got people like the Rockefellers. They made $200 million out of World War I off the death of our soldiers. Can you imagine with the World War II and Korea with wars that's pre-planned? Yeah, you see. That's how it really works. That's the reality. Gary Allen, the Rockefeller file. I quote, "With money, the Rockefellers gained control of the media. With the media, the family gained control over public opinion. With the control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with control of politics, they're taking control of the nation." Oh, that's just the Rockefellers. The outward show of the Illuminati that they want you to know. The Italians that you don't know are the real Illuminati. So Carl Ritter warned the leaders of the Aryan group that a military invasion of another country should never be undertaken until the fifth column and propaganda machines had thoroughly paved the way and convinced the majority of the people to accept their armed intervention as the acts of saviors or crusaders and not as aggressors. Did you get that? Let me say that again. Carl Ritter said, he warned the leaders of this Aryan group that a military invasion that be of the United States should never be undertaken until the fifth column and propaganda machine had thoroughly paved the way, convinced the majority of the people, except the armed intervention, as the act of saviors or crusaders and not as aggressors. That you'll welcome them there, just like they did in Kosovo. In Afghanistan, it worked perfectly. That's what they're going to do now. I've been warning people that they're going to release felons in the United States little by little with the promise of having their day to just do whatever they want to do. Take what you want when we give you the word. That's what they're told. That's their trigger. That's their hook. What he hadn't told them is that when they do that, they're going to throw them under the bus. And they're going to release the military, Chinese, Russians that are already here, upon them to kill them and to be the saviors of us. They're not telling them that. You see? And you can't hardly tell these people that. They'd never believe it. Never believe it. To warn them that they're being set up. That's what they're up to. I know that Zbigniew Brzezinski did the same thing with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. They lied to him. Said, you're going to be able to take that land back. It's yours to take. And that motivated him. He knew they'd be sent to their death. He said, God's going to help you. God's on your side. And there's actually a video of that. They kept track of it. How about that? I'd like to find that video. And play it for you. If I could. But I didn't have it ready to go because I just thought of it just now. But Zbigniew Brzezinski had promised them when they were fighting the Soviets that they'd be able to take that land back. And then what they did, after it was all over, they formed up 10,000 of them and moved them to the Balkans. We brought the jihad to the Balkans. Amazing, huh? All planned ahead of time. And we worked with Saudi Arabia. And, oh yeah, I did find it after all. Okay, stand by. Let's see how this works. I'm always a chance taker. Here we go. Let's see how this works out so you can hear it. We went to Pakistan to give the Taliban their land and told them that God is on your side. Yep, got it. Here we go.
U.S. National Security Advisor Brzezinski flew to Pakistan to set about rallying resistance. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. On the Afghan border near the Khyber Pass, he urged the soldiers of God to redouble their efforts.
We know of their deep belief in God, and we are confident that their struggle will succeed. That land over there is yours. You'll go back to it one day, because your fight will prevail, and you'll have your homes and your mosques back again, because your cause is right, and God is on your side.
So now what's he doing?
He has proven to be an outstanding friend.
Oh, there he is again.
Somebody who I've learned an immense amount from. And for him to support me in this campaign and then be willing to come out here to Iowa is a testimony to his generosity. So if everybody could please give Dr. Brzezinski another round of applause.
Oh, but it's not just Obama. Jimmy Carter, the whole lot of them. Every single one of them. Not just Obama. Obama's inclusive of every one of our so-called Luciferian presidents. They're nothing more than presidents of a corporation. Don't let them fool you. Kowtow to the Roman Catholic Church. The Jesuits. The Council of Foreign Relations that determines our policy. Confirmed by Hillary Clinton, by the way. She let you know that. Well, why not? We got time.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
yeah, how about that? See, I was just joking now. So the same Brzezinski who said that God's on their side, do what we want you to do, even though you're going to be slaughtered, and we're going to use you later to go to the Balkans, and tell them that. Well, that same Brzezinski, he also said something else. Where's that boy? He's a rascal. That's what I'm calling him. I call him rascals. Oh, yeah. He's the one that's talking about God already.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
There you go. Now, so when they use these felons inside the United States, that's why the open immigration policy has been led this way. The Muslims find safe havens in Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit. That's what that was set up for. That's why they destroyed Detroit and Dearborn, to allow the Muslims to move in, to be a safe haven for the terrorists when they are led into the United States from the immigration. Oh, those aren't Hispanic coming across those borders. They're Chinese, military, leaders, special forces, Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, trained by the CIA and Gitmo. Yeah, buddy. Uh-huh. Come through that border. They're not Mexicans coming through there entirely. It's all the above, setting up for already the invasion of the United States is already taking place. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. Now, this goes back, family, 1800s, even back further than that. You see. Now, when they release these felons to go do their helter-skelter, oh, yeah, old Charles Manson's got a little part of that. He's been organizing for a long time. The American public don't know that. That's why they got cell phones given to him. He's been organizing. White boys. Yeah, buddy. Now, so when they release this helter-skelter, the UN will be calling for help, martial law. Do you want it? Oh, yeah, we want it. Oh, okay. Now we got to take some rights away. We got to suspend the Constitution. Okay, help us. We got to turn the weapons in. You got to, and then here comes the clergy come in. See how these boys work? That's how they work. Oh, they got this all set up. They just don't know when to pull the plug. They're not sure when. Everything they do, every plan they make, every plan that succeeds, gets them closer to their extinction and their loss. Now, you mentioned, I'm going to play something you've regular listeners have heard before. Bear with me, please, but I must make a point. The Knights of Malta are against you as American citizens because they work for the Vatican, the New World Order, and Lucifer. So they want a military takeover of the U.S. government. After all, they planned one for six times since 1933. I'd say they've run it bad. So the Knights of Malta want a military takeover. So they got to have a reason for it. That will support it, just like I told you. They will see the intervention as active saviors or crusaders and not as aggressors. That's how they want to do it. So this is how they're going to do it.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our...
Bear with me, regular listeners. Just bear with me.
And whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned.
He is a Knights of Malta member.
The disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not fun because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this
Knights
is how
of Malta
Boykin is described
also
in the Oak's Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact that the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
FDR was going to do that. I've got a direct quote from him confirming this. I've read this many times. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com, you'll find the timeline that I've got there, of historical timeline. Look up March 4th, 1939. Every president has planned this, but God's in control. They'll never learn. It don't matter if you knew Boykin and Rick Joyner as nice guys and you knew him as a lieutenant or you knew him in college. That means absolutely nothing. When they've taken a blood oath, you no longer are friends. I can guarantee you that. And they'll come to your cookout. Remember the old days? Yeah, he's lying to you. Because they've taken a blood oath. That's taken very serious. Now, talking about Carl Ritter back in the 1850s, all this is set up and planned out. You know, that's amazing. There's a speaker that was talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which is Adam Weishaupt's plan, passed on to Clinton Roosevelt in 1841. He renamed it Science of Government, Found on Natural Law. And parts of it he gave to Karl Marx to plagiarize. He called it the Communist Manifesto. That's correct. Simultaneously, Karl Ritter was told to write the ideology of fascism to counter communism and later destroy it. He died, and Frank Nietzsche took over. That's where Nazism came from. In this briefing that they gave between 1873 and 1901, getting ready to kick it all off, a member of the Illuminati said, he explained the necessity of having the agent tour, fifth column, always come out in the open and appear on the scene when conditions have reached the lowest ebb and the masses have been subjugated by means of wanton terror. He pointed out that when it was time to restore order, they should do it in such a way that the victims would believe they've been the prey of criminals and irresponsibilities. He said, quote, by executing the criminals and lunatics after they have carried out our preconceived reign of terror, we can make ourselves appear as the saviors of the oppressed and the champions of the workers. The Illuminati also said, quote, we're interested in just the opposite, in the diminution and the king out of the goyim. That's us. So they're going to kill two, one bird, one stone. So my warning is to you all that are the criminals out there. They're going to throw you under the bus. They're going to kill you once you have released this terror on everybody else. Everybody else is going to cry out for help. They'll release millions of UN troops already here. They will take you out like flies. And then they'll turn, too, on the goyim. That's us. They wanted to help. Where the FEMA camps come in. This is Satan's plan. He explained how industrial depressions and financial panics would be brought about and used to serve their purpose. He said, quote, "Enforced unemployment and hunger imposed on the masses because of the power we have to create shortages of food will create the right of capital to rule more surely than was given to the real aristocracy and by the legal authority of kings." He claimed that by having the agentur control the mob can then be used to wipe out all who dared to stand in their way. And then he discussed the infiltration into Continental Freemasonry was extensively discussed in this meetings. Yeah. And he said, I quote, he pointed out that they could organize their own Grand Orient lodges within the Blue Masonry. And this is in order to carry out their subversive activities, hide the true nature of their work under the cloak of philanthropy. He stated that all the members initiated in the Grand Orient lodges should be used for proselytizing purposes, for spreading their atheistic materialist ideology among the Goyim. This is what they got planned. So they think. Do you know that Carl Ritter? Were you aware that Carl Ritter cold-bloodedly recommended the total destruction then of communism, working with Karl Marx, and the extermination of all the Jewish race is essential to obtaining ultimate control of international affairs by the Aryan leaders? Because you see, the real Illuminati are German and Italian, Roman, the rise of the Holy Roman Empire will overshadow the Roman Catholic Church. The rise of the Holy Roman Empire will use the New Age movement as its religion. He justified this drastic stipulation on the facts of history. He claimed proved communism was being used by the international Jewish bankers to further their own selfish materialistic ambitions. That's being done now. So you'll support it. Wasn't that clever? So now they're going to tell you, it's happening now, that the Rothschilds have been defeated, that they've been captured, they've been taken down and by Putin, which is a lie. And once the subversives have been taken down, the Rothschild, this has been reported now, this past week. And it's the biggest lie ever was, because the inside Illuminati family are Italian. The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bundys, Reynolds, all those guys, that's the outside portico, man. Yeah. They got you all chasing that tail. Well, y'all, I got something else for you. Remember I told you about how they're going to release them all? Well, Obama releases 30,862 foreign criminals onto American streets to be used in martial law against the population, unquote. Murders, rapists, kidnappers. They follow up with 30,862, places over 60,000 immigrant criminals into our society. The special forces troops of the Chinese, Europeans, and Russians will take them out. No problem. Except they don't know that. These criminals being released, these immigrants that are really terrorists, are being told that they're being used as cannon fodder And they will kill him. And we'll applaud it. And we'll accept their new world order. Big mistake. Because both sides are evil. But they have another little trick going on their sleeve. In the armaments, it's suggested in this meeting that the building up of armaments for the purpose of making the Goyim, that's us, destroy each other, should be launched on such a colossal scale that in the final analysis, quote, there will be only the masses of the proletariat left in the world and a few millionaires devoted to our cause and police and soldiers sufficient to protect our interests, unquote. And then he covered, which I'll cover this week, in item 24. Yeah, it's numbered. The importance of youth. He said that the importance of capturing the interest of youth was emphasized with the admonition to admonish that, quote, our aged tourists should infiltrate into all classes and levels of society and government for the purpose of fooling, bemusing, and corrupting the younger members of society by teaching them theories and principles we know to be false, unquote. But what we all have to watch out for, and it's why you better know God really well, you better know spiritual warfare very well. Because when it gets out of hand, and just may, they think they have an ace in the hand. I have to know a little something about this. The speaker told his listeners, quote, you may think the Goyim will rise upon us with arms. But in the West, we have, against this possibility, an organization of such appalling terror that the very stoutest hearts quail. The underground, the metropolitans, subterranean orders, these will be established in the capitals, cities of all countries, before that danger threatens. He's talking about the rise of the giants, the Nephilim, will come out of the underground bases, as in the days of Noah. A lot of people don't know that. They don't realize. What these rascals have up their sleeve. Knowing God, knowing Jesus, is the key. But you know, going back a long time ago, Lincoln, like Andrew Jackson, like McKinley, like JFK, Lincoln, who started off bad, he was an Illuminati, family member, put us into a military takeover, had a change of heart, started working with the Tsar of Russia, torpedoed the Congress of Vienna, 1860s. Lincoln tried to break the financial bonds with which his northern states were bound. And to him, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 of the Constitution was sufficient authority. See, the Constitution was already always meant to be underhanded and undercut. But no one wants to know about that. Be out in the front, make it look like it really worked. It never has. But he disregarded the banker's overtures. He caused $450 million of honest money to be printed. He placed the credit of the nation as security behind the money. And you know, the international bankers retaliated by causing a bill to be passed through Congress saying that Lincoln's greenbacks would not be accepted as payment of interest on government bonds nor import duties. So the bankers caused Lincoln's money to become almost valueless by refusing to accept the greenbacks except at a heavy discount. So now, having beaten down the value of these greenback dollars to 30 cents, they brought them all in. They then turned around and bought the government bonds with them and demanded dollar for dollar value. And that way, they overcame a serious threat to them and made 70 cents on the dollar. But you know, there's an article that was inspired by the international bankers. It appeared in the London Times about that time. And you know, it concerned Abraham Lincoln's issue of greenbacks. It said, quote, this article, it said, "If this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe." Now y'all get the bigger picture? That's why they put the French on one side and the Germans on the other side of our Civil War to make sure none of this happened. That's why the Tsar of Russia ticked them off when he sent Russian ships to San Francisco, New York, and Savannah to counter the Rothschilds. Ooh, man, that really ticked them off. They swore a blood vengeance on the Tsar. Carried out in 1917. They planned ahead on that one. Now, do you all understand this carries on until today? Do you understand that this was the purpose of the Revolutionary War only? With I fight for freedom? Freemasons brought that over. Now you understand. You establish a war, you set up a debt under a 70-year bank cycle with collateral. That's Washington, D.C., 1789. 1859, that was when debt was over. Need a war. Okay, Civil War. We'll control it. Take our money, Rothschilds, and we'll take collateral, 13 states, and Lincoln said no. No? What do you mean no? I'm going to issue your own money. No, you can't do that. And old Lincoln said, "You watch me, I am too." Now you see how it worked? So I had to kill him. He went rogue on him. Ain't got him. But they still established that debt, 70-year bank cycle. 13 states belong to the money powers. And this is where 1929 comes along. 70 years. Every American citizen was pledged as collateral. Thanks to FDR, Woodrow Wilson, Mandel House. This is what's going on in the background. That you're not being told about. Family, this is not just history. This is present. Going on today. You understand this? In 1860s, Abraham Lincoln said, I quote, This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of the noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on a promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Charles Chitney, 1885. It didn't stop there. It continued on till today. I covered this last week. Trying to get across to people. All the way up to Korea. Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950. I quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War," unquote. December 9th, 1950. Korean War was planned to lose. Vietnam was planned to lose in the 1950s. They even estimated the number of dead already before the war was even fought. You got to understand how Satan works in our government, in the European government, in the world government, setting up his little dictatorship called the World Revolutionary Plan that will fail because Jesus Christ beat them on the cross of Calvary. But all we're doing right now is counting the casualties of those who reject Jesus Christ. That's it. Because they will never win. They've lost. But a lot's going to happen that God's going to let. Because we turned our back on him. But this is a Jewish conspiracy, right? Know what they say? Or is it a Muslim conspiracy? What is it? Well, if it's a Jewish conspiracy, really odd, you know. Because after the Jewish-dominated revolution collapsed for want of the aid, the German Aryan people took a full measure of revenge on Jewish people. They're led to believe by Hitler as Jewish. The Jews would take the heat for it. Start off in 1885. Thousands of Jews, men, women, and children, were rounded up and executed. Rosa Luxemburg, right-hand man was Karl Liebknecht, speaking Deutsch. We were captured and shot in the head like mad dogs by a German lieutenant. They used anti-Semitism because that's what Herzl was told to create Zionism for that reason. The marching against the Jews to blame them for all in 1885. So by 1897, Zionism was used to galvanize, blame the Jews, to wipe them out between World War I and World War II. Just like they tried to wipe out the Christians back in the Colosseums. The Rothschilds are Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, German. It's German and Italian, called the Roman Empire. Isn't that a hoot? That's what's really going on today. And it's coming up right in your front doorstep today. You see, Obama releases 30,062 foreign criminals to America. I've been worrying about that for 5 years. I've been watching for it, studying it, talking about it in my broadcasts. I got a study for it, like 60 pages long. I got the evidence laid out. I got the articles. You know. But I'm just a little guy here, you see. Better quit eating those donuts. I won't be little anymore. Family, they lose, though. They want to try to bring you fear. I'm letting you know what they got planned. You see, God's got other plans that they can't do anything about. Is he going to allow this to happen? Yeah. He is. When you got people like Jerry Boykin and Wesley Clark and all these people, and they're all the presidents are Luciferian, what do you think? When the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Jesuits control the country, you think he's going to bless that? No. When you're missing over 500,000 children a year, given on the average, or just disappear, out of 750,000, nobody's ever addressing that. How come? Why? Because the CIA uses them. That's why. God's going to bring judgment on this earth. He's going to bring judgment on America. We've been complacent too long. I don't like saying that anymore than anybody else likes to hear it. Our complacency is going to come back and haunt us. And we were warned about this. We were warned about it a long time ago by another great man who started off wrong, found out he's on the wrong side, changed over, and became a great man. But he was killed for it, like JFK was, like Bobby Kennedy, like Malcolm X even. They were all against Illuminati and Freemasonry. We were warned about this. We were warned.
America as his divine messianic force to be, a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power. And I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Getting away from Jesse Jackson and all those others, you try to bring people together. But he's a proverbial example of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. You've passed too many laws, lifting the laws, banning homosexual marriages. All this child euthanasia. All this is part of it. And we've got 15 minutes to go in this program. I'm just getting started for the week. Articles that came out today. Quote, Putin just brought the Rothschilds to their knees, unquote. You got to be kidding me. You see what they do? All Putin is no more than Obama. They're just little old bitty old puppets that do the bidding of the Jesuits, who do the bidding of the Illuminati, who do the bidding of the fallen angels and Satan. Now, I don't care whether you believe in Satan or not. It don't make a lick of difference if you do or not. Your belief in Satan or disbelief in Satan has nothing to do with what the elite, because they do believe in Satan, in Lucifer. And they control it right now. So you can believe whatever you want to. It don't matter. They do. And they're in control right now to a certain point. And they control Putin, and they control when he goes to the bathroom. They control Obama the same way. Don't be fooled. You got to have a dialectic. Good guy, bad guy. They got to show Obama bad guy, which he's playing the role. So when there's a military takeover, they must be the good guys, right? No, it's not right. There's no good guys except Jesus. This hostage crisis center in Australia, it's nothing more than the CIA set up to bring attention to the Islam. Another plausible deniability. Oh, they're bringing up Fukushima again. Oh, naturally. I told you, man, that they're going to reach in a grab bag. Oh, they've been letting that rest for a while. I think it's time we bring up Fukushima. Yeah, which reminds me, let's go get me some fried rice, too. Okay, bring up Fukushima. All right, we'll put it in the news, have it spread it out. All right, so now you got to bring up Fukushima. Deadly Fukushima, radiation up 50,000%. Oh, God, we're all going to die. As elevated radiation levels seen across North America. I'm going to get my umbrella covered up with a tinfoil. I better go down to True Value and get me a gas mask or something, or whatever. Oh, don't forget the hurtling meteorite coming toward Earth. Don't forget that. You see what they're doing? Did you know a century ago, old Rockefellers, quote, funded eugenics initiative to sterilize 15 million Americans? Now, they want you to know that when they take down the Rothschilds, they take down the Rockefellers, you know they're bad guys, then the good guys have taken over. That's why they're telling you all this in the news. They want you to know that. Oh, man. Oh, here's my pet peeve. The Princeton mom tells CNN, quote, acquaintance rape isn't rape. It's a learning experience. I think she'd been sniffing too much glue in Woodstock. Because it's affecting her today as an adult. I'll be covering that shortly this week. I'll talk about the different rapes and so forth and so on. Bill Nye. Oh, my. Oh, Bill Nye, my. Quote, creationism is raising a generation of young people who can't think. No, Bill. Billy Bob, no. They've been doing the raising of people can't think since the NEA and the CFR have been controlling education, using you atheists to change the thinking of the different generations. See what they're doing? Oh, man, these people are so full of it. Karl Rove in Fox News. Oh, worst nightmare, quote, white males, the changing South, and the truth about demographics and Democrats. If they're trying to build a case, let me tell you what. And then at Berkeley, another Tavistock or CFR College. Effigies of blacks found hanging by nooses. Are these people stupid or what? Get that thing built up. So we all come together under the New World Order. Called plausible deniability. Then that article come out, teen girls still hooked to machines 1 year later. When these things come out, what they're trying to do is, I told you, be coming out every day about these kind of things, about a young girl here, teenage girl hooked to a machine 1 year later. They want to justify international rights of the child to be signed. They want to justify child euthanasia, like they're trying to get past Oregon. So these articles are going to come out, whether true or not, don't matter. It hits the public press. There it is. And you'll push your senator to get past the international rights of the child. You'll realize, maybe you've been on the thing for a year, let's just go ahead and kill her. So they'll pass euthanasia. They're trying to do it right now in Oregon. They've already done it in Belgium, in London, in Texas, in Oregon. They're trying to pass it. But it's going to go past disabilities. Your child can kill themselves anytime they want, pretty much, and you can't do a thing about it when they get international rights of the child signed. I've identified the articles and how they're going to fool you on it. Because signing of a treaty like that, a convention, overrides any so-called constitution in the first place. International treaties override the constitution. The lying Freemason lawyers should have told you that. You heard me right. Oh, this is a cute article. The median wealth for whites in the United States is nearly $142,000. For blacks, it's $11,000. I'm a white boy. Where's my $142,000 at? Well, that's not right. I'll take a tenth of that. That ain't right. I'm a white boy. I'm getting cheated, ain't I? You see how they do this? They're dividing us. Hispanic, black, white, Chinese. Chinese are kind of off the side a little bit. They're going to pull them in shortly. First child's death from liquid nicotine reported as vaping gains popularity. What they're setting up, so they can vape marijuana. This is where it's come from. This is where they're headed. When you get the drugs in the child, get them on the Ouija board, which went up 300% sales, linked up to supernatural, suicide will be rampant like you can never believe. I know what these people are up to. It's evil beyond your entire imagination. You know, even Dave Chappelle's getting in on it now. Quote, Dave Chappelle says police choked him on his own movie set. Well, he's jumped on the bandwagon now, huh? Look what I found. look at this article. Euthanasia, one step closer, France to debate draft law. I told y'all, it's creeping up on you. When's people going to listen? And, of course, Dick Cheney, cousin to Bush, cousin to Romney, cousin to... They're all cousins. Do you know that? I mean, they're bloodline cousins, not some, you know, we're all kin in some way. None of that stuff. They're actually bloodline cousins to the Merovingian bloodline. Dick Cheney refuses to call the CIA brutal interrogation techniques as torture. That's to get y'all's attention. Go get the bad guys. We'll clean it up. Yeah, they're all bad guys, all of them. And even in China, Japan, Shunkoyan Temple in Kyoto helps Japan same-sex couples tie the knot. See? We pull away from God, God pulls away from us. But it's not just America. It's worldwide. They found some cops in those marching in Oakland. Cops were dressed down. They got caught. One cop had to pull the weapon because they had caught and said, hey, he's not a marcher. That's a cop. See, the cops are there to cause the trouble. Along with the others that know are trouble, but the cops are there, too, to instigate it. They found that in Vancouver in Ontario, some of the marches. They took care of that. There was a, this is really kind of bad here. This is very bad, actually. But give an idea. There was a death recently. Jose Reyes gouged out girl's eye before killing her. Well, this is a local kind of thing, but it was recent in Houston. But here's the point of it. A Houston area teenager accused of killing a girl in a satanic ritual had gouged her eyes out as she begged for life. Family, this is getting worse. It is supernatural what's going on today. They're going to trial for killing this young girl. But the point is, quote, prosecutors contend the two teens were hoping to make a deal with the devil when they disfigured the girl's body, including carving an upside-down crucifix on her stomach. Family, this is bad things are coming. This is part of what's going on in supernatural. It really is. And old Rick Warren called for Christians to unite with Catholics. What I tell you? December the 15th. That's today. Rick Warren is a Council of Foreign Relations member. He proudly announces this. Rick Warren is a heretic. Rick Warren's a new age, just like all the rest of them are. I'm going to tell you like it is. And they're playing the role with the Vatican. To bring everybody in the Vatican before they crash it and go to the New Age movement, which is the religion of the Antichrist. Then we're at the end of the program here, y'all. I'll be back tomorrow. Hit the ground running. Today just got warmed up. Let y'all know that my broadcast is played up at highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler plays us randomly on his program. He has sponsors up there. He wants to increase his output. So he's got sponsors that, you know, you can get on his website, highportradio.net, if you're in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and check out his sponsors and use them. And give him a hand up there. Get in touch with him. And for us, just for me, I keep saying us, he plays my broadcast and Bible studies. My website is watchforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. I'm a little horse. Doesn't make me a pony. In any case, family, be back tomorrow. 4 to 6. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. And in both cases, we're going to hit the ground running. So y'all come back now. And know that Jesus Christ is one. Don't let them put fear in you. They're the ones that have fear, not you. Not you. They do. That's why all this control. They've been planning this for generations as a family tradition carried on to each family to carry forth. They even plan 100 years in advance. This is your real history. But no matter what they do, they will not win. And only Jesus, no human, no group, no movement, no country, nobody is going to stop this but Jesus Christ. That's the only one. And not the first that's coming. The first that comes is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Only at the tribulations. At the end of Armageddon, the real one. That's the real Jesus. Don't be fooled. We'll talk about that this week too. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. This is your watchman signing off. He's alive. He's alive.
in Jesus. I'm with you every day to the end.